Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Good morning, buenos dias, huepa, huepa. Now, y'all know we like to start and end the show with a little victory, if you will. Y'all just heard the intro. And today's little victory, part one, I guess, if you will, is that I got a little victory to play. You may or may not know that I am solo dolo today because... Young Allison, the homie Allie, is actually taking her youngins to Florida to visit her mother for Mother's Day. She had an emergency where she needed to get some things taken care of with the legs and whatnot, but she's okay, right? And now she's out of rehab on the way home, and Allie's taking the boys down to Florida to go see her. So she's gone. She's out. I'm solo dolo, man, on a Friday. I don't know what to do with my hands, but I do, actually. I got a little victory to play for you guys, and here it is. Take a listen.
Hey, DZ. It's Allie and...
Hudson.
And...
Hi.
Owen's in the background. We're at the airport. Our little victory is we made it. I mean, we're not on the plane yet, but we're at Mitchell. So hopefully we make our plane and we get to Florida and everybody has a great Mother's Day weekend.
That part.
Little victories. We made it. Bye.
Bye-bye. Just like that. Bye. She gone, y'all. But she loved to leave a little victory. You can leave a little victory, too, on the Audacy app. All you got to do, download it. AUDACY. Follow 103.7 KISS FM. Hit up Allie and DZ right there where the Listen Live button is. You're going to be able to play or leave us a little victory, a voice message, if you will, and we can go ahead and play it on air for y'all, man. You guys are going to hear them all day for the rest of days. How about that? You leave us one today, you're going to hear it today. How about that? Go ahead, leave it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Don't forget, we also got plenty going on. It's your last day to win Wiz Khalifa tickets. He's going to be at the Rave in a couple days, about the 24th of this month, so don't forget. You can also win Beyonce tickets. I got so many things that you don't want to forget. Might as well just go online, 1037kissfm.com, and we got the question of the day coming up next. This one focuses on your inner child, if you will, right? Think about something that, you know, you used to do as a kid that maybe you don't do now that you might just crash out for. I'm talking about young you might flip out. We'll elaborate, or I should say I'll elaborate. Next, we're going to holla at it together. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Question of the day next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Show Liz, good morning. Buenos dias. Allie and DZ. Allie taking a flight. Just some slight gonna go see her familia out in Florida. Got the boys out at General Mitchell. They taking care of business, but we gonna hold it down, right? And I mean we, cause you part of this we, y'all. And the question of the day talks about the inner younger we, if you will. Now hear me out. What's something that you do now that childhood you would flip out over? I mean, talking about that young you would crash out if they found out, right? This spawned from late last night. I say late, but it was like 8 o'clock, 8:30 at the most. It was late last night when we were having dinner. Young Samurai, our youngest, if you will, our baby, our 3 soon to be 4-year-old, oh my goodness, he said he wanted pizza. So we said, all right, fine, we'll go get some pizza. And that we did. When I came home, we all indulged a little bit. The baby Danny was already asleep, so he ain't getting those eyes. Ha, sorry, son. But the 3 of us, the older ones in the house, we all ate a little pizza, right? And I didn't eat my crust. And I didn't eat any of it, like any of it at all. And young me, little DZ, crashed out if he would have found out that I am not eating the crust as an adult. I'm talking about I love bread. Why am I not eating the crust? The crust is arguably the best part to little DZ. So that's what I mean by what's something you do now that childhood you, your childhood self, would flip out over, would crash out over. I no longer eat my pizza crust. I've been doing this now consistently for a little bit, and when I hit the realization yesterday, I just had to kind of sigh and realize that might be for real, how I know I'm getting old. And that's going to make me crash out. That's going to make the little me not be okay. Because if I were to find out, talk about if I were to travel to the past, baby, and tell me, little me, that I don't eat the pizza crust no more, he would fight me. I would fight me. I'm talking about smack me forward and backward and then punch me. Bop, bop, bop. So what's something that you do now, or I guess stop doing as an adult, if you will, if you want to morph it in your mind like that, that now you realize childhood you would think is crazy. I mean, I'm talking about big, crazy, big, wild, like, what? We can hit these phones, you know what I'm saying? 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls and we will take your texts. Matter of fact, why not? Feeling dicey, let's get to it. Hello, Kiss FM, who's this?
Yo, it's your boy, the LGR. What's up?
What up, Bobby? Hey, you know I had to get you right. Hold on. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. It's Roger, baby. What up, Roger?
Yo. Good morning, Ali Beezy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Yes, sir. She said, yo, all right, man. You get the gist. You get the question, right? What's something that you do now or stop doing as an adult that childhood you would straight up just crash out over if they found out that you stopped doing it or now is like, what? Huh?
Waking up early, man.
What do you mean?
I used to hate that when I was a kid. Now I wake up at 4 o'clock just to wake up. Yeah. I used to hate waking up as a kid, bro. Straight up.
You got it on that one. You're not wrong. Waking up as a kid, you used to wake up whenever you wanted, man. We got that problem with our oldest now, Sammy.
Man, I used to hate waking up. You wake me up at 9 o'clock, I would just spaz out. But now I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm just chilling.
We don't say that no more, OG. We don't say that no more. Apparently not. I'm just saying. But you're right, dog.
Yo, I would like to say thank you for all the service that the teachers do, especially my wife. She's a math teacher over at Milwaukee Lutheran. Stand up, Miss Gonzalez. And one more thing.
What up, Poppy?
To yo money bag, Yolanda, you're not the jerk from yesterday.
You stay bringing up old stuff, Roger. Bye, fam. We love you, man. Peace, dog. But yeah, he is definitely right. Shout out, Miss Gonzalez, man. And shout out all the teachers and nurses. Like Roger, you can leave us your shout out on the Odyssey app. We're doing shout outs for those teachers and nurses for Teachers and Nurses Appreciation Week. We appreciate everybody that needs to be appreciated. So leave them on the Odyssey app. Jeez, I cannot talk. Roger got me all flustered, bringing up old stuff, getting me worked up, man, with the Riggedy Rich from yesterday. If you missed that, guess where you can listen to it? On the Odyssey app. But right now, it's the question of the day, and it's what's something that you do now or no longer do as an adult that young you would flip out, straight crash out, fight yourself over. I no longer eat my pizza crust. Young DZ, little man DZ would fight me for it, straight up. Roger just said waking up early is wild. And little him would just bop him to the face. What's something for you?
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. Now, these answers are kind of funny. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. You guys are hilarious. Like, big, big funny to me. Who was it? You said Paige. It was Paige in South Milwaukee. Said, childhood me would freak out if I knew that I eat cheesecake now. As a kid, it grossed me out. It's just a combination of cheese and cake together. Gross. Now, big Paige likes it. Old Paige likes it. Young Paige,
no, thank you.
But I couldn't agree more, man. Eventually, you start growing into some different tastes, and it tends to be some of them weird combos that you as a kid go, what? But that's the question of the day, y'all. Get your brain going. Get things inspired in your morning. It's what's something that you do now or no longer do that childhood you would flip out over, crash out, straight out, if they found out that you do it now or don't do it now? Talk to us. You know what I'm saying? It's the question of the day, and we're going to get right to the lines. We got somebody's youngin' on the phone. Is it Ronnie? Ronnie, are you Saucy's youngin'?
Yeah.
Oh, snap, bro. You not even old enough to be talking about it like that. Like, you still a kid, man. How old are you again?
I'm 12.
That's what I thought. Man, you're not even a teenager yet. You're in the young crash out time. This is a conversation for you in 10 years, man. But do you have something that three-year-old you would crash out for?
Yeah. Probably playing with army men. I stopped that 3 years ago. I stopped playing with army men, plastic army men.
You don't play with G.I. Joe's no more?
If I was young.
You don't play with G.I. Joe's no more, Ronnie?
No.
He doesn't set up his epic battles. My kitchen isn't covered in them, and he's not fighting with them anymore. That makes me sad.
Oh, man, what? When did that start? I still do that. What are you talking about, Ronnie? What?
I don't even know where it came out of. I just stopped.
Just
I remember,
3 years ago.
I have so much army men. We're talking tubs full of army men.
Will you let me throw them away now?
No.
Yeah.
What? Wow. Saucy. Well, I feel like it's only right that I play your song. I mean, people don't know. Saucy's a regular. Her son, young 12-year-old Ronnie, be calling sometimes. He's hilarious. Saucy called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. And she's different. And her kid is older now, man. She's different and her kid's older. Oh, what? Man.
Back.
I wasn't expecting that, man. That just made me sad, Ronnie. You feel like you really, really growing up now.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about this? Donate them, Saucy. Let's talk about this real quick. Donate some of them, and then keep a little tub, because I'll tell you what, when you get older, those are going to be nostalgic, and those are going to hold the memory. Go through the ones you really like. Pick your favorite out, a couple ones. You don't got to keep a whole tub, but keep a few, man, because when you get older, you're going to wish you had kept them. I got plenty of toys that I wish I would have kept. I'm happy that I got a bunch of toys now, because guess what? Guess who gets them and guess who gets to play with them, man?
Your kiddos.
My kiddos. My youngins. My 3 to 4-year-old and my 1 to soon be 2-year-old. Exactly, man. I'm not trying to project all this on your life, but come on. Come on. And you exactly. Then you get to play with them all over again. I'm playing with my Legos that Santa got me from when we first moved here from Columbia when I was 3 years old, man. Think about that. Think about that. When I was 3 years old. Never thought I was going to play with them things again, but I'm glad I didn't get rid of them. Now I'm not saying be a hoarder. Allie would say, stop being a hoarder, DZ. But I kept the things that felt meaningful, right? And that might have been more than some other people needed to. But look at those Legos now, right?
Yes, and good impression of Allie. She totally would say that.
Jarrett, tell me I'm wrong. No. Ronnie, Saucy, we appreciate you guys, man. You really brought some into perspective. Even as kids, you'd be growing up like that. Wow, cuz. Wow, okay, bye-bye. Well, you have a good day, man. You talk to me later, man. Let me know if you got rid of those or not.
Yes.
All right.
Much love, guys.
Much love. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Peace. Wow. Youngin really threw me for a loop like that. I don't even know. That's crazy. All right. One more call. I know we're running out of time. I'm so sorry, but I got to hit somebody else. What's going on? We got Cammy with a K in Milwaukee. Good morning. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás?
Good morning.
What up? All right. Talk to me. What's something that old you that, I mean, oh, you know what I mean. Older us would, you know, tell young you and they'd crash out for?
So growing up, my favorite candy was anything that was pure sugar, like the Fun Dips and the Pixie Sticks and the baby bottle pops. And when I eat those now, they hurt my teeth. I can't eat them.
You got that sensitivity. I got the, I feel you on that. Oh, it's so true. And Sammy,
that's
our
so
baby.
Sad, 'cause they taste so good.
He just discovered them baby bottle pops. So he tried to tell me about them. He was like, Dad, let me show you. He brought me over to the table. He was like, let me show you. Look at this. It's got powder inside. You take the top off. You put the top in. You shake naked, and then wah. I was like, oh, wow.
Like I grew up on that.
Right. I was like, oh, wow. That's amazing. Can I try? And you're right. It then hurt my teeth. Ouch. Wow. Yep. Young me would crash out. Cammy with a K. Yep. Appreciate you. Growing up sucks. Have a good day. Appreciate it.
You too, bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. You already know. We see your text. We're getting those voice messages in. What it says? Somebody said, teenage me would flip out if they found out that I no longer drive stick shift 30 years later. Oh, you better get ready to fight yourself. You
gotta listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
To be real with y'all, I have no idea what I'm going to do today. But, thankfully, I don't got to do it alone. Because even though Allie isn't here, she's taking the youngins to Florida to go visit mom for Mother's Day after she broke a hip. She's going to somehow, someway text me some advice. Yeah, because she's listening. And if she's not, you're listening, and you guys are going to text and call with your advice. Because this situation is, it involves a parent who passed away, and yeah, you know, it just rolls on from there. So let me just get into it. Today's What Would DZ Do? Wants to be anonymous. She said, What would DZ do? Buenos dias. Love you guys. Keep me anonymous, please. My dad passed away in his 50s unexpectedly 3 years ago, almost to the day. Shout out, Pops. Shout out, Pops. My dad lived the usual small town up north type lifestyle. Shooting chipmunks, hunting, fishing, hunting some more. You get the point. Regardless, there are two of us, me and my elder sister. And I feel the need to point out that she is barely older, but acts like such a big sister. If you know, you know. She's always been very involved in the hunting life with my dad. Okay. So she was more the like rough and tough girl, I guess maybe? Or let me just keep reading. More involved in the hunting life with my dad, me not so much. The death of my dad was very emotional on both of us. And it took us almost a year to come to the agreement on which valuables I would be getting and which my sister would be getting, which, as you could probably guess, my dad's valuables were bows, rifles, some pistols, fishing poles, etc. So he was a sportsman. He was an outdoorsman for real. He had a bunch of different stuff, fishing poles and etc. Last year, she quote unquote borrowed one of his weapons from me to practice, air quotes she uses, last year, that I never got back, and I can't confirm or deny if this ever even happened. Now this year, she is asking to use another one of my dad's bows and arrows. Now, when he passed, she got two and I got one. So now, technically, she would have all three of our father's. Oh, okay, so she's trying to slowly, I'm following. She would now have all three of my father's items. When I asked for a different one in return, she said she didn't want to give up either of the two that she has. I am a sentimental person and don't want to give up everything that reminds me of my father, even if I'm not using them at all. I would really appreciate your and the listener's opinion, please. All right. See, I don't want to call you Sad Sally, but that's the only thing that's coming to mind right now, Sally. So Sad Sally it is, unless y'all got a better name in the text. 414-533-1037. We can all answer on this one together. You know what I'm saying? Because let me put it to you in a broken down sense. Dad passed away in his 50s 3 years ago, almost to the day, right? Big ups, Pops. He lived small town, was an outdoorsman, a huntsman, and he only had two kids. Her, Sad Sally, and her sister. Big sister Betty. Barely big sister Betty, right? At that too. But big sister always trying to big sister, and she's borrowing the items that they divvied up at one point, right? This is tough because you're allowing her to borrow the items. You're just never receiving any of those items back. You're getting struck as a family member, right? Like you're saying, sure, yeah, it's our father's, right? And you're thinking in good faith, you're going to give it to them and they're going to be able to hold it, use it, what have you. And then you're going to receive it back in due time. But that's not necessarily the case. You feel me? So now we got a problem. Now you have a problem, I should say, Sad Sally. Honestly, I think it's tough for you to get those items back. What I think you can do is definitely not let her borrow anything else, right? Like you sentimental, you sad, like you really. Okay, hold on. I just got clicked over to the text 414-533-1037. Y'all are funny. Y'all are giving her name Sentimental Sarah, Sentimental Sasha, Sentimental Savage Sasha. I mean, excuse me. All right, cool. Looks like we're getting some advice. Looks like we're getting our brain juices going. Pops died in his 50s unexpectedly, and now the daughters are at odds for the things that he left them as valuables, right? As keepsakes, as mementos and memories of his passing. What are we going to do? Help her out, man. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls. We'll take your text. We're going to take Sad, Sentimental, Savage, Sarah, Savannah next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so Sad, Savage, Sentimental, Sarah, Susie, Savannah, Sally, as we've all dubbed her in the texting calls, she's going through it because her pops passed in his 50s, right? Unexpectedly, and didn't leave them necessarily much, right? He was an outdoorsman, a huntsman, so he had some firearms, bows and arrows, things of that nature, and he had two daughters.
One of the daughters was more the huntsman, not sad Sally Savage Savannah's son. Sally sells seashells by the seashore, right? It wasn't her. She wasn't the outdoorsman. It was the older sister, big sister Betty, barely big sister Betty at that, right? But now she's been borrowing stuff. Betty's been borrowing and not been giving it back. Now Sally Savannah Susie's out here going, come on, man. Now you want to borrow more? I want something to remember my father as well. Personally, if you weren't the outdoorsman, I know you necessarily like want the things that your dad used. But what if you took something else, right? He wore clothes, right? maybe take the clothes, right? The stuff that smells like him, the stuff that, I don't know, isn't necessarily tainted with chipmunk blood. And I hate to say it like that, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Not everybody's a huntsman. The sister is, but it's not my say so. Only on What Would DZ Do, we open it up to the lines. And per usual, we got the homies. We got a lot of people that I feel like usually give some sound advice. You know a few of them, you might not. Well, you know what? We're going to start with one of the regulars, the OGs, called 5 days in a row, got themselves a theme song, and you know them well. It's Amanda and Racine. Boom.
Sound advice. Thank you so much.
I didn't mean you in particular every time. Just some of the other people that are lined up usually give some good advice.
Oh,
too.
I got you.
Your
I
advice
you.
Isn't terrible, fam, but nah. What do you think? Help us, sad Susie, Savannah, Sally out.
I don't know. Maybe it's just how my upbringing was. Like, I felt like I lived in a hoarder house, and I don't think there's a lot of meaning with items, I guess.
What do you mean? Like having the actual item for after somebody passes away?
Yeah, I don't think that really. Yeah, I think it's more about the memories. Like, I don't talk to people. Like, I've had to grieve people that are alive, and for me it's like remembering the memories that we had.
Yeah.
And like the pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you say?
Well, your house would be a lot cleaner anyway, so
you think just let her have all the stuff then what is she gonna have to remember her father by? Because I was kind of leaning towards take a few shirts, take some things that you know you really remember, take that blanket that your pops really
are
always
you really
used.
Gonna keep that? I mean, are you really gonna look at that every day? I don't know.
If it's something that
it's
you
about
would
the memories.
Use and would repurpose, right, like clothing,
you're not gonna use it.
You don't think so?
From experience, I know you don't.
What about the blanket? What about the blanket? Come on, the blanket
no.
that pops used every day.
I have clothes in my closet that I haven't worn in like 5 years, and I don't even look at them. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna wear this someday, and I never wear it.
You never wear it. I mean,
I just think it's about the memories, honestly,
it's more about
having
the memories.
Pictures.
I hear that. So you're thinking, just take the photographs if you guys have photographs with your father, or take pictures of the actual things so you can remember the things.
Oh, that's true, I guess. I think you still have it online. You don't have to have the physical picture either. You can have it online on the computer.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm trying to help you have a clean house, okay?
You're trying to help declutter because chances are there might be some hoarder situations, but in loss and sentimental value, dude, people have tough times letting things go. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Yeah,
it's not worth it, though.
I have a skull cap that my older brother had up until he passed away. You know, he wore it almost daily at work, right? It was crazy. After he passed, it wild to say, but it smelled like him. And somehow, some way, it came into my possession, and I remember throwing it in a bag one day and then putting it in a dresser and like never looking at it again. And from time to time I'll be looking for something and I'll find the dresser open and I'll be like, oh.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jay's hat, like, oh, snap, right? Like, but I don't grab it. I don't throw it on my head or anything.
Right.
I don't sit there and, like, you know, hug it or nothing like that. I know it's there, but it's somehow comforting to me. Yeah, if that makes any sense.
That's sweet. Yeah. I don't have anything to say after that, but
yeah.
just don't have a whole room full of hats. How about that?
Yeah, definitely. Don't keep all the hats.
Be able to walk.
I got a room full of my own hats.
Be able to walkway.
Those are my own hats. But nah, Amanda, I get what you're saying, right? It is more about the memory, and you know, some people put attachment on physical things, actual items, totems, if you will.
But then they can get unhealthy if you keep doing that, and then you keep collecting stuff, and then it's just the whole thing. So.
Okay. All right, though, that's a great start right there, Amanda. We appreciate you, fam.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Love your back. Bye. Say what up to them kiddos for us. I ain't hear the dog or the babies out there in the background yelling or jumping. Wow, that's crazy. All right, well, you know it's the lady's first situation always, dog. So let's get to the next lady on the line. Another one that was lucky enough to got through 5 days in a row, earned her own theme song, is Danielle and Butler. Morning, fam.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Oh my goodness.
Okay. What you thinking? No, for real, what you thinking as far as like helping sad, Sully, sentimental baby girl Sally out?
If it bothers her so much, she should get a backbone and say something because she's so sentimental about it and stop being sad about it.
Uh-huh.
Say something to her sister and say, hey, I really like those things back. I don't know if their dad still has, like, a house or if it's, like, was in her possession fully and now it's in her sister's possession fully. I don't know that aspect of it.
Yeah, yeah, she doesn't really say anything about the house. Just says that he, like, lived that up north type lifestyle. Doesn't mean he actually lived up north, right? Like, he could have been doing that in Bayview for all I know. Like, I know the old owners of my house were up north folks and they definitely didn't really go up north that much.
Exactly. So who knows where it was sitting, but if it wasn't her possession, then I guess I would ask for it back. If her sister's done using it, and if her sister really wants it, they just need to have that conversation because conversations are important. That's communication.
Well,
like, if you want to resolve anything,
we know that's the key. But that ain't going to happen in loss, especially when both are still dealing. Because remember, she went, I let her borrow one so she could practice last year, but it never came back, and she can't confirm or deny if and when it ever happened. So she's almost going, like, well, I don't know, like, how long she might have had it or like how long I let her borrow. So y'all never had those straight terms and agreements set, and when it's stuff like that, man, now 2 years later, a year later, you know what I'm saying, she's asking for something else, you're gonna run out the collection, like, and you simply went, well, let me get the other one back, and your sister flat out said no. She's like, no, I don't want to give it back.
And if she's not a huntsman, then yeah, she should try to find something else, like take a bunch of his t-shirts and make a blanket out of it or something like that.
There are companies like that. See, that's advice right there. Take t-shirts and make your own blanket. Repurpose. Boom. See, Danielle, we getting somewhere. Amanda's kicked it off, but now you really got us somewhere full circle, for sure, for sure. Appreciate you, G.
Absolutely. I hope you have a wonderful day. Love you.
Thank you. Lay you back. Bye, fam. Bye. Have a good weekend. Let's go, man. Y'all know we love when you guys say love us. It makes us feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And somebody else that we love, know and love well. Man, we got theme songs on deck up out here, man. We see you guys. It's that boy, Shoot Baby. Don't you know? Shoot, Van Emerson, excuse me. What up, y'all?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
What's good, man? I mean, we're figuring it out. Honestly, sad, sentimental, savage Savannah Sally is probably worse off, right? I don't think I haven't necessarily had this issue because any problems with people that have passed in my life, I haven't even been able to fight for the items that I've wanted, right? Like, I either get something or I don't. Like, you know, with my brother, I was lucky to get his hat. With my grandfather, I ain't getting nothing. Not a stitch.
Right.
Right? So it's like, you pick your battles and she's picking this one. What do you think?
Well, I went through this with my grandfather and it's still a battle.
Mm.
And it's just one of those things that it's got to be necessary for everybody to come together and say, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Right. And if one person is, you know, the outdoors person, go ahead and take all the stuff that's going to be outdoors.
Yep. Take all then the hunting stuff. Take the bows and arrows, the guns, whatever. Yeah.
Take them all.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Yep.
Huh.
So when you do those types of things, you know, you split it up. You just have to have that conversation, split it up and take it. There should be no borrowing.
And I think, there is no borrowing realistically. And I think there's something important that might have gotten missed here, in my opinion, that I just kind of realized. She said, you know, my dad's valuables were bows, rifles, some other guns, fishing poles, et cetera, right? Why is that giving the attachment of quote-unquote valuables? What's valuable is what you give value to, what you have memory in, right? Just because it was what he used or what he spent the most money on doesn't make it the most important thing to you at all.
Right, you hit it on the head.
Yeah, man. Oh, snap, shoot. Emerson, what do you know, man? You got us. We got there. Listen, Sad Sally, I think you got to find something else to give attention and sentimental value to. Your sister, big sister Betty, is really the Bozeman, if you will, so let her have that. Facts. Nah, big facts.
Yes.
Appreciate you, shoot.
Absolutely.
Emerson, you guys are awesome, man. Have a great day.
You too.
Peace, man. Much love. Wow. We worked something out today, and I'll even admit it. I wasn't the one with the good advice. You guys brought it. We're going to keep rocking. Appreciate you guys always rocking with us. We got so much more to do, so much more to win, and so much more going on. We're going to get to all that next. Am I the Jerk coming up in just a little bit now? Hold on.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Y'all know how Am I the Jerk goes, and if you don't, it's where we decide your moral dilemmas and whether you are or are not the jerk, right? And today's brings in family drama. You know it, you love it, you might be going through something similar, so let's just read it, right? This Am I the Jerk for expecting my mother-in-law to pay for a family trip? Hey, Allie and DZ, can you please put me in the Kiss Mess Protection Program? We got you. Said, am I really the jerk for expecting my mother to pay for a family trip? For context, my husband and I have been planning a trip with my brother-in-law for a little while now. We booked our flights and found an Airbnb, but haven't booked the rental car yet. We have children and childcare lined up for our 8-month-old between a couple people, one of them being my mother-in-law. After finding out that we were traveling, where we were traveling to, she asked if she could also tag along, to which we of course said, yeah, she can come. This means we will need to bring our daughter, which is fine. And my mother-in-law offered to be a built-in babysitter for the trip. That's kind of clutch. Okay, I'll see y'all. I immediately booked her flight so that she would be on the same plane as us, naturally. I then canceled the Airbnb since we
now have to accommodate another adult and infant. This also means needing a larger car to fit a car seat, more luggage. I split the cost of things three ways, and when I asked for her share, she responded with, "Oh, I thought you already got the Airbnb and car. I was expecting to only pay for my flight." Mother-in-law said, "I thought I was only covering my ticket. What? After explaining the situation to her, she seemed a bit annoyed, and we haven't talked much about it since. My husband and I have been saving up for this trip for a while, and as much as we would love to, we can't afford to pay for the extra cost of needing a larger place and a car. Am I the jerk for expecting her to pay for her share of this trip?" Ooh-wee. I mean, we got to give her a name. She has to be in the Kiss Mess Protection Program. I thought, you know, why not call her Wanda and Waukesha or something? But you know, you guys are always more creative with these needs. Man, all right. I think, honestly, I'm a little stuck, bro, because where do you go in this situation where your mother-in-law asked, "Can I come on this trip?" Right? You had been planning it with the brother-in-law, whatever, what have you. They don't necessarily mean or are of any consequence in this situation. But your mother-in-law asked, "Hey, can I please come with?" When originally you weren't planning on bringing your baby, 8 months old, baby, infant baby. Now you got a plan on traveling with a child. Inevitably, you know you're going to be taking care of this baby because this baby's going to want you, see you, and be like, "Oh my gosh, oh baby." Right? Now, if Allie was here, she would say, "Man, why'd you say, can mom go on a trip?" But Allie's not here. You know, you may or may not have realized she's not in the studio, and it's because she's on a flight herself going to visit her mother in Florida for Mother's Day, right? So she'll be back. Obviously, we going to get her live and direct from FL next week, but today she needed to fly, right? So she's on vacation for a quick little second. So we're going to handle this one ourselves. I'm kind of leaning towards you are the jerk for expecting her to pay because you shouldn't allow her to come on the trip either way. Y'all seem to have been planning this trip as non-baby traveling trips, right? You guys had childcare figured out for when you guys were gone. Now that childcare is wanting to come with. That ain't necessarily cool. I would have more been on the aspect of thinking, now you got to take care of this child. Now you know what I'm saying? Like, you just turned your vacation into a vacation with the baby, and that's great. We love vacations with our babies when they're a part of the plan. If they're not a part of the plan, I don't want you there. Quite frankly, like, I love my kids, don't get me wrong, but bleep these kids at the same time if the original plan was to not have these kids there. Y'all feel me? I'm not the only one that gets to answer. I'm saying it is a little bit jerky to be real with you because you're being a jerk after already allowing her in. You didn't necessarily on the front end say, "Hey, we're gonna now split the cost and you know, cover everything," right? You booked the flight. You now went and canceled the B&B and are not gonna get a different rental, whatever. You made these decisions and you didn't communicate this, right? Somebody in the text line tried to nickname her Vacation Vicky. I like it. Vacation Vicky it is. We're gonna turn this one up, y'all. It's Am I the Jerk? And Vacation Vicky wants to know if she's the jerk for expecting her mother-in-law to pay for her third of the trip, right? When the mother-in-law asked to go on the trip, they said cool. And then it was just assumed that she was going to now split the portion. The mother-in-law assumed she was only going to pay for the flight. You also got to remember that she's being a built-in babysitter that I bet you she ain't charging you for. This one's dicey, y'all. This one's dicey. Maybe there's experience out there. Calls, text, if you leave us a voice message, all of that next. Help her out. Decide her fate. It's Am I the Jerk?
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh-wee. Vacation Valerie, as we've named her from the text line, man. She wants to know if she's a jerk for asking her mother-in-law to pay for her portion of the trip. But hold on, because it's not really that simple, right? Mother-in-law is tagging along, right? They'd been planning a trip with the brother-in-law, and suddenly mother-in-law found out where the destination was and went, oh, can I come with? And they were like, yeah, that's fine. That just only means now that you're coming with, but you were our babysitter back home. So now our baby's got to come with. Our 8-month-old has got to come with. So they booked the flight, everything, whatever, they're bringing it with. But then they also canceled the Airbnb because more people are coming. They canceled the car, whatever it was. And She's asking to pay for her portion as one-third of the trip instead of just asking her to pay for the flight like the mother-in-law was kind of expecting, since they already had the B&B in the car situation figured out. Listen, I gave y'all my two shakes, man, but we're going to get to these phones because y'all are on one, and I just kind of felt it. I knew it, but we're going to see whether it's a jerk or not the jerk today. And we got somebody called 5 days in a row, got them a theme song. Ain't heard from them in a while, but it's okay. They said their schedule changed. It's CC in Milwaukee. What up, fam? All right, you back. You know, you said the schedule changed, but you get in when you can, and you got in today. So you get to help decide Vacation Vicky, or Vacation Valerie, excuse me, her fate. Is she or is she not the jerk for expecting her mother-in-law
to
pay?
Not a jerk.
You said not?
No.
Okay, okay.
Mother-in-law invited herself.
She kind of...
Everything was already said.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You do got to factor her being a babysitter on the trip. She could get a little discount. You know, maybe I'll pay for maybe the car portion or something like that.
Oh, she shouldn't have to pay for exact thirds because she is coming to take care of the baby at the same time.
Yeah. But she did invite herself.
She did so kind of invite herself by saying, oh, I want to come with. Can I? And how do you tell your mother-in-law no when she's the one taking care of your baby? Like, you say, no, you're going to stay home and watch this baby like you agreed to. Like, nah. Ooh, I hear where you're coming from with it, man. By going not the jerk, the mother-in-law did, in an essence, invite herself. So are you saying the mother-in-law's the jerk then?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh. See. You a fool, bro. Nah, we appreciate you. That's a great spin.
Take the free trip if you invited yourself.
Yeah. You're not wrong about that one, yo. Okay. I copy. We receive. You answer first. You say not the jerk. We're going to see what the rest of the line say, okay?
All right,
fam. Appreciate you, fam. Much love. Thank you for calling and kicking it off. Wow, she said, nah, man, not the jerk. You know what I'm saying? Mother-in-law done invited herself. They'd been saving for this. They'd been planning on this. Now, maybe you shouldn't be charging her the full third. Like, you know, she'd been part of the trip the whole time. But she should still be paying something, not just, ooh. All right, CeCe. Well, let's keep it moving. Let's see where we at. Next call also out the mill. Shout out to the 414 in the building today. We got Ray Lynn in Milwaukee. Ray Lynn, good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
All right, Ray Lynn, talk to me. What do you think? Now, you heard CeCe. She kicked it off. She said, not the jerk. Mother-in-law's the jerk, actually, because she invited herself.
Well, the mother-in-law asked, could she go?
True.
At that point, they should have said, well, you know, I'm going to look for a flight, but it's going to increase all the costs. They should have let her know up front.
In that moment of like, we could look for it, but then you got to pay, you know, to be a part of the trip.
Right. And at that point, like a mother-in-law would say, well, how much more?
Right.
So she's prepared. You know, not only that, she shouldn't have to pay everything because she did offer to still be the full-time babysitter in there. But that communication is key. They should have told her up front.
Well,
it's going to increase the cost. Let me see what it's going to be. So the mother-in-law was aware completely. And then they could have spoke upon it. Then they could have spoke upon each other and said, you know what? Well, she is watching the baby, hun. So should we do yada, yada, yada.
Right, because they're not thinking about the fact that they done got a freebie babysitter now coming on the trip. And I get it. Like I said on the front end, I think it makes it a little bit more annoying because you know you're inevitably going to start taking care of your baby. It's your baby.
Right. And they should have just said, no, well, we kind of wanted to take a trip without
the baby. Right, but they didn't explicitly say that. They just said, hey, it's fine. Now you just bring in the baby with on the trip. Like, cool, we'll figure it out. The figure it out part could have been with a conversation about it. But, hey, this isn't about what they could have, should have, and would have been better off doing. This is Am I the Jerk? And you're saying that what? She is the jerk?
She is the jerk. The woman, not the mother-in-law, but the daughter-in-law.
No. Like, Vacation Vicky. You're saying Vacation Vicky is the jerk?
Yeah, Vicky, because she should have been up front. It's going to increase all the costs.
We can't afford it. You're going to have to pay that. Or decide, you know, hey, well, like, kind of what CeCe was saying, maybe you don't pay for the car. Maybe you don't pay for the B&B or the new hotel where we're staying, whatever. But, yeah, you still got to do cover more than just the flight, okay? Yeah, but at the same time, she's covering the babysitting expenses.
Right. She don't have to cover. I mean, in my opinion, she wouldn't have to cover everything, but they should have let her know there was going to be more than just flight costs.
Yep. Low key, man, when we took this trip with my mom, I didn't even really want her to pay for anything like that just because it's like we knew she was going to be hanging out with the boys, like, so we could go do a little some here, there, whatever, and she was going to be taking a lot of that time. So it's like it comes out in the wash, as Ali says, right? Like, if she was here, she would say, it all comes
comes out in the wash, especially with family. Ashley's traveling to go see her mom in Florida, right? It all comes out in the wash, bro. And
right.
I feel like
right,
we give it too much importance, but you split it today. You make it 50-50, right? CeCe said not the jerk. Ray Lynn, you saying jerk. So next call gets to decide it. Oh, okay. All right. We appreciate your call, Ray Lynn. All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Have a good day. Bye. I'm so sorry, Vacation Vicky. I don't even know where we're going with this one, G. Well, I guess we're going to have to go to somebody that might just have to decide your fate. Another one done got them songs 5 days in a row. You know who they are. It's Bella and Kenosha. Morning, fam.
Wepa.
Wepa. All right.
Well.
It's a 50-50, so there's no sweep. Oh, jerk!
Jerk!
You the jerk! Jerk!
You made the decision to let her come. You didn't have a conversation, so this is all on you. You know what I mean?
There was no front end. Yeah.
There was nothing on the front end. How are you going to go back now? I mean, this is your mother-in-law, and she's going to take care of your little baby. Just go have a nice family trip. Enjoy yourself, mm-hmm. even though what it wasn't, you know, it's not what it was supposed to be, but you can do that again another time. Lesson learned, right?
Yep. Lesson learned for sure. On the next time, maybe say, no, we're just going to, it's just us. It's a child-free trip this time, because you never want to seem like that parent that's like, oh, I don't want to be with my kids, because we love being with our children, right? Well,
Everybody needs a break.
Can't speak for everybody, but yes, sometimes you just need a mm-hmm. day, a 2 day, a weekend, whatever, where you're like, whew, I didn't have to take care of a little boy. I didn't have to wipe a nose, a cheek, nothing. All I had to do was worry about me, myself, and I, and you. That's it.
That's right. That's right, DZ.
Dang, so you shaping it out. You saying jerk.
Jerk.
She's the jerk.
She's a jerk.
You's a jerk. What up?
I said that you's a jerk. I'm going to do a little quick shout out to my peep, Santino, Saucy, Amanda, Ryan, what up? Everyone says, why don't you call anymore? And I said, I can never get in.
Yeah, you know,
today's the day, my friend.
Today's the day we got the juice, and you got to shout out the OGs and the homies, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Allie's out, so we holding it down all together. The fam bam got it, man. While she true.
Yeah, shout out Allie. What up, Allie?
She taking that trip. You know, safe travel. She's at the airport. Maybe by now, I'm assuming she might be even on an airplane. We should check in with her pretty soon, but we'll do that. First things first, though. We're going to let you go, because we got to get to it. You know what's next.
Yeah,
you know what's next, Bella.
You know what time it is.
Yeah, appreciate you, fam. Much love.
Happy Friday. Much love.
Wepa, peace. All right, yeah, and if you don't know what time it is, let me put you on game. It's time for these Wiz Khalifa tickets. Caller 30 right now. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see Wiz Khalifa at the Rave. Man done been here like 4 or 5 times at this rate, and you're going to see the latest edition. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, where you at? 103.7 Kiss FM. Alex Warren, Ordinary right there. Okay, with an extraordinary sound. I ain't mad at it. Good morning, Buenos Dias. It's Ali and DZ, and as you guys have been knowing, it's teachers, nurses, maybe some social work appreciation week going on this week. And all week we've been shouting out the teachers, those nurses, the people in your guys' lives. For example, me and Allie got a lot of teachers and nurses that have made an impact. Obviously, both come from parents with educational backgrounds, some health backgrounds as well. So we've got some personal involvement. And then we've got people in our lives, like the homie Callie, Project Bubaloo. You guys know she's a nurse. You know, she really bought that life. Then we got the homie Rhiannon in our lives, too. And that's only to scratch the surface, but we are not the only ones. You guys got some people in your guys' lives too, right? And y'all have been leaving those messages on the Odyssey app to shout them out, like Danny in Oak Creek. Take a listen.
This is Danny from Oak Creek. Just want to give a big shout out to my hot wife, Elizabeth, for Teacher Appreciation Week. Best teacher in the world. She does a great job. Much appreciated for all the things you do.
Aw, look at you shouting out your hot wife. You goofball, man. We love and appreciate when you guys do that. And, I mean, it's useful, right? You guys can leave us a message there. You know, Miss Teresa left a voice message here on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, after following Ali and DZ, right? Where you listen live, you also get the leave a voice message option. And she said, shout it out, Mr. David Davila. He's the football coach, the wrestling coach, the Spanish teacher. teacher for both Spanish 1 and 2 freshmen and sophomore, on top of probably so many other things that he's doing. So we want to keep shouting y'all out. Leave those on the Odyssey app. Jeez, I cannot stutter. And it's because I'm in here by myself, man. Allie done left me, right? She done straight up left me, and she left y'all too. What did she leave? She left us a voice message. Take a listen if you're wondering where the heck Allie Faith is.
Hey, DZ, it's Allie and
Hudson
and
hi.
Owen's in the background. We're at the airport. We made it. I mean, we're not on the plane yet, but we're at Mitchell. So hopefully we make our plane and we get to Florida and everybody has a great Mother's Day weekend.
That bye. Part. Bye. Much love. Safe travels. You guys know, well wishes to them as they make that trip. Gonna say what's up to the mom for Mother's Day. And obviously it's Mother's Day for Allie too. And it's Mother's Day for a lot of mothers out there. Who knows? We might just have something for the mamas. If you a mama that likes motorcycles, ooh, just you wait. Next week might just get exciting for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.